It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, doing a little Halloween music for tomorrow. This is Rocky Horror Picture Show. I've seen this movie, but I've not seen this movie where you're supposed to go to the theater where everybody dresses up.
I did that once.
Everybody throws props at screens. Yeah. I've never done that. Is that fun?
I was confused most of the time because it was the first time I saw the movie. And I didn't really know what was going on.
I'm not going to say I'm a...
I didn't dress up either.
I'm not a diehard fan of this movie enough to bring toast and rice and stuff to the movie theater, start chucking it around at various points in the movie. And I don't know the words to all the songs to sing it, but I did watch it on DVD one time, so I had to get that one in. But yeah, Halloween music for tomorrow. But everyone's temperature varies throughout the day. It's important that you screen for fever in the morning and in the evening. Fever, a sign of COVID-19. Stay safe with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Michael on Twitter, if you have Amazon Prime, The Happening is on with Mark Wahlberg. I'm looking for a movie to watch.
Yeah, I've seen that one. That one's weird.
Is it weird? Is that an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
It's an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
All right. I don't mind him.
It's interesting.
Okay.
It doesn't really... I mean, I don't really know. I don't want to describe too much.
No.
It's...
I got you.
You know, but it's... There are... There's some images in that movie that are hard to get out of your head once you see them.
Great. That's what I need.
Not bad. You just kind of just go back to it every once in a while.
Okay.
But it's I'll just leave it at that. You watch it, and then we can talk. Because I don't want to give anything away. It's M. Night Shyamalan.
Joe Montana coming up this hour. We'll talk to the legendary Hall of Famer. That's coming up. But let's get to the schedule of games coming up for Sunday, November 1st, a full slate of NFL games. Before we do that, a bye weeks are Arizona, Washington, Jacksonville, and Houston. So you won't hear us mention any of those teams. The only good one was Arizona. Everybody else, I didn't even know you weren't playing. So take that.
Yeah, well, you should play.
You should play,
you
right?
should play.
Why
Maybe
not?
Get an extra game in just in case.
All right, let's start in Orchard Park. Buffalo taking on New England. The Patriots have won 6 straight against the Bills, but that's when Tom Brady was the quarterback. This version of the Patriots aren't very good right now. Cam Newton in his last 2 starts, 5 interceptions, no touchdowns. Buffalo is 4-2. Like to put it themselves with a little distance. Think about how it's working for Buffalo in their division right now, right? So they're 4-2. They lead the NFC East. Patriots are struggling. They've lost 3 in a row for the first time since 2002. Miami is 3-3, but Tua Tagovailoa is the quarterback. You would expect there would be a learning curve with that. I mean, maybe he comes out of the gate and he starts winning some games, but you expect a little bit of a learning curve there. It's like it's all falling into place for the Bills.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Jets are the worst team in the league.
They're not even an NFL team.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
Let's be honest with each other here.
That's right. So
this is actually a perfect game for the Bills. I mean, they struggled against the Jets last week. Coming off of a loss against the Chiefs recently. This is like a game where it's like, you know what, they can right the ship, and it's against the Patriots.
That's right.
You know, this has all the feel-good moments.
Okay, so the next game, Cincinnati and Tennessee. Titans are 5-1, coming off a loss to Pittsburgh where they miss a field goal, so there's really no problem with that. The Bengals are 1-5-1, but here is where I would be worried if I were the Titans.
It
can be a trap game. Here's the thing about the Bengals. They're 1-5-1, but 4 of their losses have come within 1 score. That's scary. That means that the game could be flipped either way. Now, as I told you once before, Zach Taylor is 1-12-1 in 1-score games, so you don't really have to worry too much because he's bound to coach his way into a loss. But be careful if you're Tennessee. Cincinnati's not a pushover. They're not a pushover at 1-5-1.
I saw a question on Twitter the other day. It might have been even yesterday. It was one of those like, well, what do you think is harder? Guarding Steph Curry or tackling Derrick Henry?
Oh, that's a good question.
And I would right now have to say probably tackling Derrick Henry because that just doesn't look like any fun whatsoever.
No, not at all. Like you're paying for it later.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Christian Okoye back in the day.
Yeah, good. Oh, that's a good reference. Good reference. Almost forgot about him.
Yeah, where he just, you know, it wasn't that Christian Okoye was fast or anything, but if he ran up that right down the middle, it was going to hurt you.
That's right. And, you know, Las Vegas at Cleveland. This is actually a good one. This is I know.
I had to take a step back when you said that. Las Vegas.
That is a good one?
No,
Las Vegas. I know. Yeah,
I was like,
Las Vegas.
Who? Still not used to it.
The Browns are 5-2, and the Raiders are 3-3. And I know they're coming off a loss to Tampa Bay, but this is a pretty good one. This is not a 5-star game by any means, but it's not a game that if you get, you should be disappointed with.
Yeah.
I think these teams are still feeling them out a little bit. It's sad for the Browns, and here's why. The Browns are 5-2, and I know they got beat this season by two teams that lead their division in Pittsburgh and Baltimore, who are a combined 11-1. There should be no shame in that. So why are we still looking at the Browns going 5-2? Yeah, I'm not really sure yet. Still waiting.
Isn't that bizarre? I mean, Baker Mayfield was 100% right when he said, you know, them being 4-2 felt like 0-6.
Yeah.
And it really does.
Why
should it feel that way?
Do they have to go 16-0 for us to go, okay, you've done it. You finally have a winning season.
It almost feels that way.
Like, this is a 5-2 football team, and we're treating them as if they're not quite ready for prime time yet.
Why are we holding them to such a high standard? This is a team, like, 4 years ago had gone 1-32.
Right. They've got five wins already this season. Let's give them a little bit of a break here, okay? Like, calm down.
They've the most amount of wins they've had in before the midway point of any season that I can remember.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Indianapolis facing Detroit at Ford Field. The Colts are 4-2. Detroit's won 3 of their last 4 games. It started off weak, but they've sort of turned it around a little bit. I know there were Todd Gurley should have not scored, and that helped them win the game. But you win the game, all right?
That's more on the Falcons and the Lions.
That's more on the Falcons and the Lions. That's all I got for this one. That's all I was able to pull out of this one, is the fact that the Lions have won 3 out of 4.
Except you got old man Rivers.
And old man Rivers, of course. Why not? Mo Alie-Cox may not play, dealing with an injury. The tight end, that could be split between Trey Burton and Greg Doyle, I think, or Jack Doyle. Minnesota at Green Bay. Boy, this would have been one of those flex games if Minnesota was decent like we thought they were.
Like halfway decent.
This would have been a battle. Now it's not. Minnesota's
not at all
dumping product now.
Well, that's one of the topics of conversation is Mike Zimmer on the hot seat.
Yeah, Mike Zimmer's on the hot seat. And Aaron Rodgers thought it's crazy because he's a good coach.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine him being on the hot seat. But, I mean, a 1-5 with this roster.
Why not?
I don't know.
Daniel Hunter's got season-ending neck surgery. I mean, this has been a bad year.
Yes.
So in Green Bay at 5-1, Minnesota the exact opposite. They're 1-5. So save your breath on this one. All right, Kansas City taking on the Jets, and I had to look this up. The Chiefs are a 19-point favorite.
Yeah,
and I'd still take them.
Yes,
if
you'd be a fool not to.
Right,
Jets aren't going to cover.
Okay, if the Jets win this game, is it?
Well, here,
the highlight of the 2020 NFL season.
Well, no, everyone, you know what it'll be. 2020.
Right. That's true.
It goes right back to 2020. I mean,
the Jets pulled this off.
What is more likely? The Jets to upset the Chiefs or an alien invasion?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think alien invasion.
How bad is that? That we're all like, yeah, you know what? You know, Independence Day will happen on Halloween as opposed to Jets having any chance whatsoever.
The only
chance that they would have is if all of a sudden Patrick Mahomes, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Travis Kelce, if they all went down, the whole roster, Tyreek Hill.
Exactly.
If all of them went down.
All of them went down. Big outbreak of COVID Friday night.
Yeah, they were hanging out with Trevor Lawrence too long.
Speaking of aliens, real quick, Adam Carolla said something very interesting the other day that I thought was 100% accurate. He's a couple of years older than me, a couple of years older than you, so he was about the same timeline. When we were kids, remember all the UFO stories you would read? Like, a UFO appeared in Montana and appeared in New Hampshire, and this farmer got abducted. And we were very infatuated by the idea of UFOs, and there were UFO TV shows, and like, do UFOs exist? Do UFOs exist? And Area 51, and the government's hiding UFOs, etc. Our whole lives, we have been prepared for the moment where we might get positive news on UFOs. In 2020, we've gotten that news, and we don't care.
Yeah.
We have totally abandoned our, because 2020 is so bizarre and so weird. We have video of these weird crafts going 1,000 miles an hour that nobody can identify, and the government officials saying, yeah, there is some stuff. And we are like, yeah, whatever. Just yep. put it on the pile next to the murder hornets.
Hell, we found water on the moon.
Right.
Which I think if we were kids.
That's fascinating.
That would have been huge. That would have been like.
Huge.
Just one special after another. Like, what does that mean? And we're like, okay.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. Just stick it on the pile of junk that's going on in 2020.
Yeah.
Like Tony La Russa getting hired by the White Sox.
That's more fascinating.
Just add it to the pile. Continuing with the schedule, the Rams at Miami. It's 2-a-time at Hard Rock Stadium.
Man, what a tough
game. Down in
Miami
Gardens. Come on now.
What a tough game for you to get your first NFL start.
I know, against the Rams. Riding high after that Monday night win. Playing in the toughest division in the NFL. And you hand the ball to Tua. Good luck. What if the kid is great? What if he follows along with Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow? And we're like, wow, this is a great quarterback class.
Listen, I have all hope in the world that he's going to perform well. But it's just the fact that you have to go. You're going to be under center. Looking across that line and seeing the most dominant defensive lineman in the league right now.
I know. Absolutely.
That can't make you feel good. And knowing the questions you're getting over and over all week long, are you prepared for your first NFL hit?
That's true. Good
not,
point.
Like, not asking like, how are you going to feel when you get your first touchdown and this and that. It's like, hey, when you get hit by Aaron Donald, are you scared?
Aaron Donald showed no mercy to Alex Smith. He's going to eat this kid alive if he has an opportunity.
He's going to be like, which hip did you break? I'm going to aim for the other one.
I'm going to aim for the other one. But it is Tua time down in Miami. All right, wrapping up the early afternoon games. Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Huge, huge clash in the AFC North. These teams hate each other.
How's this one on Sunday night?
Each other. This should have been moved. You've got two crappy teams in the NFC East
playing
on
Sunday
night. And this game is hovering in the afternoon Nance Romo CBS early game schedule.
Yeah.
Where most of the country will not get this. I know I'm not getting it living in Nashville. So I will have to venture to another location to see it.
I know what they don't start flex scheduling until after week 8.
Right,
but
right. But it's 2020,
seven.
Right? Can
this
we
is,
start
2020?
Let's blow out the rules.
You got
this
know,
game on national TV.
You got to know that no one really cares about America's team being on primetime.
No, not anymore.
Not this year.
Not with Ben DiNucci at quarterback.
Who?
Aha!
We'll get to him later.
We'll get to that later. 6-0 Steelers, 5-1 Ravens. Ravens have won the last three meetings in this rivalry. It is hard-hitting. They hate each other. I mean, really, really, really hate each other. I ain't kidding. This is not just, I hate you because you're... They can't stand each other.
No, Ben Roethlisberger was even asked, like, what, you know, if I say Steelers, Ravens, what's the first word that pops in your mind? He goes, pain.
Pain. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That was it.
Afternoon games, Sunday night and Monday night coming up next as we continue with the schedule. What you should watch and what you can avoid on Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Halloween music for tomorrow as we hit the end of the month and the Halloween time, and then all the cool, fun decorations get to come down for Christmas stuff yet? No, right? I'm going to roll with that for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, I don't think so, just yet.
No. Hey, are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Mine were when I went down to Florida. So you know what I did? I went to O'Reilly Auto Parts and I got better blades. Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows when it's time to replace your wiper blades, like me. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see their selection. The professional parts people help you find just the right wiper blade for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you stall your wiper blades free of charge. I almost had to have them do that. I was a little confused on how mine went on. Luckily, my father was with me and he ended up helping me. I didn't realize it could be complicated sometimes for certain wiper blades to be put on. Anyway, O'Reilly Auto Parts will install those for free. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. I felt like kind of weird that I couldn't figure it out.
No, they changed it up.
It was a hook, and I couldn't figure out how to detach it with the hook. I was like, am I flipping this right? Am I moving this in the right direction? How does this... My father was like, yeah, they're a little more advanced now. And he kind of was like, snip, snip, snap. And they went on.
You know, let's be honest. Back in our day when we were younger, you just got the blade part and you fed it into that arm.
That's right.
You know, and sometimes, you know, you had to be careful because you didn't want to bend it too weird or, you know, but you had to feed it in. Now it's just the whole apparatus.
Taking the whole apparatus apart.
Yeah, I had to change mine. I had to go back into O'Reilly's and say, dude, what is this?
Please help me.
Am I dismantling this whole thing?
Right. All right, continuing at the schedule. Now we're in the later afternoon games, the 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific games. The Chargers at the Denver Broncos at Empower Field at Mile High in Denver. It'll be Justin Herbert once again showing off his brilliant quarterbacking skills.
Yeah.
Against the Broncos, who had a two-game win streak snap last week at Kansas City.
I'll be watching this one.
Yeah, very good.
Via Red Zone. But I'll be watching it.
Listen, you know what? These two teams are 2-4, so it's not a must-see game. But look, if you haven't had a chance to see the Chargers play because you may be living in a place where you're not getting them consistently, Justin Herbert's playing good football. If you have a chance to see him like you would Joe Burrow or Tua in his debut this weekend, see him. Bright young quarterback that everyone is saying he can play.
He can play.
He can play in this league. He's good.
He's got a beautiful touch on the ball.
He's got it. New Orleans at Chicago. Okay, can I just make a quick personal statement about this game?
Yep.
Nobody has made a bigger blunder.
You're going to see it live?
Yeah. No one is going to has made a bigger blunder in fantasy than me drafting Michael Thomas with the first pick in the draft. This guy doesn't play at all. At all. He's either hurt or he's suspended or he's hurt again. He doesn't play.
He might play this week, though.
He might, but he hasn't. He's only played like one game this year.
One game the whole year.
That's it. The Saints are riding a three-game win streak. But he was back at practice. Michael Thomas was back at practice. But I've gotten zero from him this year, and I am winless.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
And the Bears are 5-2, the worst 5-2 team I have ever seen in my life.
I don't believe you when you say they're 5-2.
I know. It's sad for the Bears. We talked about it with the Browns, right? Like, there's a Browns team that is 5-2, and we're like, nah, come at me with more. I need more. The Bears, they're 5-2, and it's like, man, it ain't even close.
How's that? How are they 5-2? You know, that brings up an interesting point. What do the Browns record, what does the record have to be for us to say, you know what, okay, Browns, you did a good job.
Yeah, exactly. They were 5-1 going into that Monday night game. If you took somebody who did not watch any football at all and said, just sit down here, that team is one of the best teams in the league, that team in white, they wouldn't believe you. They were abysmal in that game against the Rams offensively.
They were
terrible, absolutely terrible. And they were 5-1 at that point.
Yeah, and they're going to be 5-3 after this week.
Here we are with San Francisco in Seattle.
Another game that could have been flexed.
Another game that could have been flexed is right. This is anytime you get these two teams, any team in this West Division in the NFC, enjoy it because it's great. I don't care if it's Arizona Rams, San Francisco Rams, San Francisco, Arizona, Seattle against anybody. I don't care. It's great. Great matchup. This should be good.
Yeah. Pay no attention to the fact that the 49ers are 4-3.
Yeah, that's right.
That doesn't mean anything.
Now, back to our favorite player, Ben DiNucci, the rookie out of James Madison. He's going to be the starter for Dallas when they head up to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles Sunday night. Get the tapes rolling. This could be a great debut for Ben DiNucci. Again, out of James Madison. And apparently, according to Cowboy players, is actually a decent guy, a decent player.
Sure.
But here's the deal. Don't they all say that?
Of course they do.
Do we ever have a player that ever says, whew, yeah. Well, here's the deal, guys. He stinks. We've been in practice all week. He's terrible. We have no chance this weekend, so we're going. But if we win this game, I'll be shot because that guy has been overthrowing our guys all week long, and nobody believes in him. No, they all say the nice thing.
Here's a guarantee that can probably be made, right? Stephen A. Smith will release yet another minute-long video after this game.
I agree. I agree completely. That's right.
Yeah, if you follow him on Twitter, every single week, you know, he's just sitting there just laughing.
Yep, laughing.
Man, he'll probably release another video. I think the Eagles will take this one.
The winner of this game gets the NFC East for the moment. The Eagles have a half-game lead thanks to that tie over Dallas. Monday night, Tampa Bay against the Giants. If the Giants win this game, that organization just can brag all they want about owning Tom Brady, right?
Yes, yes.
Forever.
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 And Brady needs to put it in his contract that he will never play the Giants again.
Absolutely. Like, that would be a wonderful season to have on the with the Giants going nowhere, beating Brady, who's the offensive player of the month in the NFC, 5-2, be like, we did it again. For whatever reason, we own this guy. Doesn't matter. Eli, no Eli, Patriots, no Patriots. We own this guy. I don't think that's going to happen, but it could.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen either, but yeah.
You know.
But hey, listen, this is the final week of Buccaneer season with no Antonio Brown.
That's true. And then we get Antonio Brown.
Then we get Antonio Brown, and we get to see what mess that'll be.
Follow that to its extreme.
Yep.
Tom Brady left the Patriots to join the Buccaneers. Joe Montana left the 49ers to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. A lot of comparisons between the two quarterbacks about Super Bowls, career arc, etc. So when Joe Montana joins us, we'll talk to him about that too, and that is coming up. But that is your week schedule for week 8. We're already there in the college football slate. So there's some pretty good ones, some not so good ones, but some really good ones. So you sit back and enjoy. Especially that Steelers-Ravens game.
There's definitely some that needed to have been flexed out.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about that. Needed to be flexed out.
There's some. They needed to, NFL, do a better job.
All right, legendary Joe Montana joins us next as we continue. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.